بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم، وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. صدق الله العظيم. سورة القصص آية نمبر 76 through 82. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions the story of Qarun. And this is not specific to Qarun, but rather anyone else who has been tested by wealth and it fails that test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed Qarun was from the nation of Musa. And the ulama of tafsir write, actually he was a relative of Musa alayhi salam. He was a relative, a cousin of a Nabi who has a very special status and was from the Ulul Azam messengers, from all the messengers, the five top-notch Ulul Azam messengers. Musa alayhi salam is from amongst them. So Qarun was a relative. فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ However, he transgressed and he oppressed, crossed the boundaries in rebellion. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how was his test manifested. وَأَتَيْنَهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ We gave him from amongst the treasures. أَتَيْنَهُ We gave him. Meaning everything that a person has comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is absolutely ridiculous for a person to feel arrogant over something that he currently is using. One ustad, one teacher of mine, he would explain, he said, a person who is arrogant over the wealth that he has is like someone who is, for example, a person is working for a car dealership. The young high schooler, or summer job, and his job is to simply drive the cars in the lot into the garage for service. Let's say he's got a job at a very expensive dealership, at a Lamborghini dealership or a Ferrari dealership or something else of that sort. And now he's driving this car from the lot into the service section. He's getting pictures taken of him. And he is so excited and gleaming that here I am, driving a Ferrari. And so happy, so excited. He said, just like we would sit there and say, brother, listen, go finish up your college so that you don't be getting paid $10 an hour for the rest of your life. Similar is to the person who is happy and excited over the things of this world. Because they're just there very temporarily. They're in your hands. They were in someone else's hands. They came to you for a few days. And they'll be given to someone else after you die. It's ariya, it's amana. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَا We gave. Just like every ayah, pretty much where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about highly about those who spend in His path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ They spend from that which we gave them. Which we gave them. Meaning if someone is spending, there's nothing great about this because it came from us in the first place anyway. So what's the big deal? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what type of treasures does he have? مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ Just the keys to these treasures. Allah says, لَتَنُؤُ بِالْعُصْبَ Usba, a group of 9 to 10 people. أُولِي الْقُوَى And then these group of 9 to 10, أُولِي الْقُوَى are strong. Very capable, strong men. تَنُؤُ means difficult. So just the keys to the treasures was difficult for a group of 9, 10 young men to carry those keys that opened up the treasures which held the gold and the other things, the wealth of this man. قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ His nation told him, his own people, his brethren told him, لَا تَفْرَحْ Now, لَا تَفْرَحْ, you would translate, oh, فَرْح means happiness, so don't be happy. So that, that's an incorrect translation. That's not what it means here. Just simply don't be happy. It means, do not be intoxicated with the wealth that you have and become obnoxious and arrogant. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like obnoxious, arrogant people. We have another ayah wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ O people, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مُعِظَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ Indeed, advice has come to you from Allah. Allah describes the Qur'an in four words. مُعِظَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ An advice. Qur'an is advice for all of us. Where is it coming from? Coming from Allah. Number two, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ It is a cure for the diseases of the heart. Spiritual as well as physical. وَهُدًا. Number three, it's a guidance. Number four, وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It's a source of mercy for the believers. Four things the Quran is: advice, guidance, cure, and lastly, source of mercy. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, proclaim, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا, that they should rejoice. Tell them and ask them to, same word, farh. They ask them to rejoice, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ, due to the grace of Allah, وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, and due to Allah's mercy. Allah is commanding us in that surah to actually rejoice over these blessings. That is the ayah 57 and 58 of Surah Yunus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there commands us to rejoice. And here, Allah says that it relates to an incident where His nation said, do not rejoice. Allah does not like people who rejoice and are haughty and are arrogant. Same word, but farah. Same literal. And if you were to literally translate it, it would seemingly go against, and they would contradict. But they don't. What is, these two ayat are very important. They're telling us that a person, when he is blessed with deen, when he's blessed with Qur'an, when he's blessed with the ability to perform salah, ability to practice on the injunctions of the Qur'an, ability to implement the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, if you are able to do this, then you should be thankful and grateful to Allah that He's given you the tawfiq. You should have a smile on your face. Not that, oh, I'm burdened with deen. You know, my father wakes me up for fajr and brings me to the masjid. Alas. Instead, thank God, you know, kiss their feet that they trained you to come to the masjid at a young age, and that till today you're coming. How many brothers, they say, you know, we're very weak. We have so many issues, but we never miss a salah in the masjid. We never miss our fajr. Like, brother, wow, mashallah, how you do that? Well, as a young child, my father, mother would always wake me up, whether it's exam in the morning or no exam, they would ensure that they would send me to the masjid. And that is just a habit I have till now, it's lasted with me. MashaAllah. How lucky indeed those children are. While there will be other children who may have, parents may have bought them the latest gadgets, latest cars to show off with. All great things, but they didn't teach them the deen. So now today they are sitting there crying that they don't have the tawfiq to come for Taraweeh Salah. They don't have tawfiq to come for Jum'ah Salah. So it will up, this, these two ayat, in light of these two ayat, we understand that if there is anything to be rejoicing about, if there's anything to have a huge smile on your face about, it should be based on deen. If you are a hafiz of Qur'an, if you know how to recite Qur'an properly, if you are able to, mashallah, fluently read the Qur'an, or for that matter, any other aspect of deen, then be happy. Now don't be arrogant, don't look down upon others, be happy that alhamdulillah I'm able to achieve that. And I think most of the times, we don't do that enough. We are not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the level of deen that we have. Now thankful, again, as I said, it's not boasting, that's not thankfulness. That's kibr again. That's arrogance. Thankfulness to Allah that, Ya Allah, yes, today I may have gotten some difficulty at the job. Today, something happened to me at school, at work, something with the relatives. But at least I fasted today. Alhamdulillah. Maybe I wasn't fasting before. Alhamdulillah, I haven't missed a single night of Taraweeh Salah. I haven't possibly done this for many years. I have, alhamdulillah, been able to perform 2 rak'at salat to tahajjud before suhoor. I have, alhamdulillah, instead of wasting time at the dastarkhan and the table, before iftar, 5 to 10 minutes before, I have this month, mashallah, made time to come and make dua. So these are things that we have to be actually happy and grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase His blessings. The more we say, Ya Allah, thank you for giving me the tawfiq to worship you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that. On the other hand, when a person is blessed with or tested with dunyawi things, then we should of course be grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in Sulaiman alayhi salam's story. But not to that extent that it leads to boastfulness, it leads to ostentation, that it leads to arrogance. That's what Allah is saying, I don't like those type of people. So people told him, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. MashaAllah, Allah has given you. Qarun, you've got tons. How about you invest properly? And search, ibtagha. Search and seek out from that which Allah has given you. Search and seek out the hereafter. Why don't you invest for your benefit? That's why, you know, many times people make announcement, brother, the masjid needs your donation. The masjid runs on it. I heard one president mentioning it. The masjid runs on your donation. I was cringing in the front. I said, the masjid does not need you to stand up and make this announcement. The masjid doesn't need anyone's donation. Masjid is the house of Allah. How you belittle the house of Allah by saying that Allah's house needs you and me. Allah's house doesn't need anyone. You need the masjid. And you need to give to the masjid. This is your need, not the masjid's need. And anyone who thinks otherwise is wrong. Whether he may be the fundraising committee chair or anyone else. The masjid does not run on people's donations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so kind, out of his complete kindness, is giving us money and saying, I gave it to you, now you put it back into the masjid and you're going to get Jannah for this. He gave it to us. And now he's saying, like you play with children. Now you give him a toffee and say, give it back, mashallah, I'll give you a toy now. This is a game. You're testing, you're training him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is training us and seeing how much are you willing to give. Here, I gave this to you, now give it back to me. And once you give it back to me, I'll give you something you can't even imagine. So anyone who gives with any other intention, he lost $1,000 and he's not going to get any reward for this either. Interesting point. Imam Ghazali mentions, there's an ayah in the third juz, Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a person, those who give in the path of Allah, and then on top of that, they do not claim, they don't make large claims, and they don't feel that they are doing a favor. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They are those who spend in Allah's path. ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنًّا وَلَا أَذَى. After spending, they do not boast and they don't mention their favors. That I have favored the masjid. Bhai, this place is up and running because I gave. Or you see that poor person, mashallah, he's driving a car now? I gave it to him. This is what man and adha. Man is when you simply make the statement. Because a poor man who didn't have a car, now you gave it to him. When you say that, this is man. Elan kar, ihsan jatlana. You know, that I did this. Wala adha. And then afterwards, you go hurt him and say, ah, how's the car running? Huh? Keep it clean, keep it clean. Now this, in front of everyone else, you're saying this. Now that hurts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who do not follow up their donations and their sadaqah with such statements, only for them there will be reward in the eyes of Allah and in the court of Allah. So Imam Ghazali mentions here under this ayah that what does it mean not to boast and not to feel that you've done a favor? Man, ihsan zitlana. What does it mean not to do that? He says that a person, while he's giving money to a poor man or a poor woman or a child or whoever, or he's giving money for the masjid, for the madrasa, at that moment he needs to give the money with full conviction that this beggar on the street, or this man raising money for an orphanage, or this person asking money for the masjid, he does not need my donation, my sadaqah, my zakah, as much as I need it on the Day of Judgment. Anyone who thinks that the person on the street, on the footpath, who's begging, and anyone who thinks that the house of Allah, and anyone who thinks that the madrasa, or the Islamic school, or for that matter, any other project, needs your money more than you need it yourself, then he is going to fall under this category. That he is actually boasting and following up his donation with such statements which will render his sadaqah void. Allahu Akbar. Very deep statement. This is about the heart. That the heart has to think that, Ya Allah, I thank you for giving me this opportunity and for accepting me. Because there's so many more who have much more, like Qarun, who had more than the billionaires of today. Most definitely. But it didn't help him. He didn't get tawfiq. So here, they told him, be smart, invest in the akhirah, and seek out the hereafter with the wealth you have been given. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your portion in this world. Meaning, two meanings. One is that you are allowed to spend some of this money on yourself. I'm not saying that, you know, live on one pair only. You are allowed to spend some of this money on yourself. And number two, it could also mean is that spend money in this world for your hereafter. Yani spend on others. وَأَحْسِنْ, and be good. كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, the way Allah has been good to you. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. That ihsan needs to be repaid back with ihsan. If someone's been good to you, you got to be good back to them. So Allah has been good to you by giving you this wealth. Be good and nice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending for Him. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not seek out chaos on earth. Allah does not like those who cause chaos. إِنَّ قَال, he replied, إِنَّمَا أُتِيتُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He said, I have been given this not by Allah. Instead, I have been given this because of my degree. Ilm. I have been given this because of my hard effort. I have given this because of my business. Allah says, how foolish of a statement this is. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ Does he not know? أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةُ أَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا Allah destroyed so many more people before him and nations who were much stronger than him and who had much greater numbers. Allah wiped them off the surface of the earth. No one talks about them today. And this one lone man is standing up and saying, I got this. This is mine. How can Allah ask me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one day he had a parade, a massive entourage and a parade. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قُومِ فِي زِينَةِ In his pomp, in his style. He walked out in the city. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ حَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا At that time, when his wealth was being displayed, the community was split into two categories. And I'll end with this categories. One category was of that people, of those people who were attracted to the dunya of Qarun. And they said, hi, hi, hi. يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ Oh, we wish we had what Qarun was given. You know, my ustad would say, you know, when he said, when a person outside, he said, BMW ki gaari, I'm just repeating what he would say. He said, BMW ki gaari ki chabi lekar yun karta hai. Beedi ulti pakarta hai. Aur chabi yun karta hai. To tum log ke muh mein paani aane lagta hai. Ki hai kaash, humare paas bhi aa jaye. Translated roughly, he said, when the person would have his keys of his luxury car and he'd be playing around with it, showing off everyone the metal or the logo of his car. And he said, you all, your mouth is watering. Oh my God, did you see what car came into the parking lot? He would tell us as students. SubhanAllah. But the same applies to all of us. This group of people, when they saw Qarun, they said, oh, we wish we had this. We wish we had this. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ He is one lucky man. He is one, he hit jackpot. He hit the jackpot. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ And then there was the other category of people. When they saw the same pomp and the whole entourage walking by, And like no other billionaire of today, the people of knowledge, the people of deen, they said, وَيْلَكُمْ سَتَّنَاسُهُ تُمَرَى You know, woe to you. ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا The reward of Allah is way better than for the one who has faith in Allah and does good deeds. Why are you running after this? Why is your mouth watering of this? Your mouth should water of that person who doesn't miss a single tarawih salah. Your mouth should water for that on that person whose children are righteous and pious and students of deen and who are respectful to him. That's what your mouth should water over. That's what you see. You see a father coming with his three little kids and they're praying salah next to him quietly. You say, Ya Allah, make my kids like that. That's exactly what when a mother sees, you know, another mother, you know, coming with her little daughters all dressed up properly, mashallah, and sitting next to her and not playing around. The mother should say, oh, I want my daughters to be like that. That's where ghibta and rashk and, you know, desire should come. That, Ya Allah, let my children be like that. So they said, this is nothing to get excited about. Allah's reward is way better for the one who does good deeds. Do good deeds and have good a'mal. Your reward in akhirah is going to be much, much. Your one of your servants will have more than this in Jannah. Allah says, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ I ordered the earth to open up. Enough is enough, Qarun. And the earth split open, and Qarun, his mansion, his palace, his whole entourage, went in. فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ He had no group at that day to stand up. His whole guards, secret service, everything went down. وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ مُنْتَصِرِينَ He was not from amongst those who was helped. Now reality dawned upon everyone. سَبْ هُشْيَارَ هُوْغَيْ وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ All of those people who were desiring yesterday, kash, we had this. يقولون. All of a sudden they said, وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهِ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَوْلَا أَمَّنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِنَا وَيْكَأَنَّهُ لَا يَفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ Oh, this is the system of Allah. Allah sometimes gives more to some, Allah gives less to some. Both are being tested. We could have been destroyed the way Qarun was destroyed. Ya Allah, thank you. Thank you for not giving us what you have given him. They realized that. But don't expect Qaruns, today's Qaruns to be going down into the earth just like that. This rarely happens. This is a miracle. But if things were not miracle, and if Iman bil Ghaib was not necessary, then Allah would show us how these people will go down, right here in the world. So the lesson to be learned, dear brothers and sisters, is if there's anything to rejoice about and smile about, it is the deen. If you have deen, alhamdulillah, and keep on working on that. And if we have the dunya, then use that to earn the deen. Use that, Allahumma a'inni ala deeni bid dunya. Oh Allah, help me on my deen through my dunya. Your dunya has been given to you as a means to earn your jannah. The wealth that you have is means of not purchasing big things here, but to purchase big things in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the lot of Qarun. And may He make us from amongst those group of people who were smart enough. When they saw that, they did not get enticed. They did not get excited. Rather, their eyes were focused on the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us both the best of the deen, the best of the dunya, and gather us all together, inshaAllah ta'ala, in Jannatul Firdaus. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.